The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. So, good morning. I have Ben back from vacation.
Good morning.
Where'd you go?
He went to Brookings, Oregon.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Did you have a good time?
It was a great time.
Super. Any special day out there today?
Let's see. So we have, there's an ad popping up in front there. National Decency Day.
Whoa. Let's just end it on that. National Decency Day. Let's try to be that way today. Okay?
True.
Hey, the weather today, sunny with a high near 94. And the rest of the week, let's say Wednesday, first night of rodeo is going to be sunny and hot with here high near 98. Now, rodeo didn't start till 7 o'clock. Sun's going down, you're in the stands, you're shaded, you got the breeze off the river, so don't even worry about it. That's Native American Appreciation Night. You got people dancing, you're gonna have, God Bless America and Paiute, and Linda Bott sings the national anthem. Thursday, sunny with a high near 94, and Friday down to 92, Saturday 92, and Sunday, 89, and Monday, sunny with a high near 85. So this is just outstanding weather for rodeo this week. Don't have to worry about getting washed away out of the stands as we have been a couple of other times. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, won awards for hiring veterans here in the North State. I can't say enough about them. They're the Kenny family. They're good people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay, who's getting ready to tell me how successful the Glowing Wild is.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me. Yes, Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay has been a huge success in the Botanical Gardens. It's a lantern festival that we opened about 7 weeks ago, and there's still some dates left. We are closed this week because of rodeo. We share a lot of the same parking space, and so there just wasn't enough room for that amount of activity.
Yeah, because you all draw a lot of people, and you know how many people we draw.
So absolutely.
I can just imagine people being shuttled into the wrong area.
That's right.
I came here for the rodeo, but this is cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing here?
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful, large campus. Turtle Bay is 300 acres, and we're right next to the Civic Auditorium and the rodeo grounds. Parking, you know, it can be an issue every once in a while when things get really popular. But Glowing Wild has been a phenomenal success for Turtle Bay. It's one of our new fundraisers.
Uh-huh.
It helps us with our operations cost year-round. But we've just been hearing incredible things about it. It's a lantern festival in the gardens. It's something really different that Reading hasn't really seen before.
It is. And, you know, the fact is that, everybody I talked to has just enjoyed it thoroughly. It's so totally different, of course, than the, Garden of Lights. People are used to that, which is beautiful, obviously, and draws people from everywhere. But this one, 120 foot dragon.
Yeah, there's an enormous dragon.
I think it's like 120 feet.
Yeah, it's about that size, right by the Sundial Bridge. Yeah. Amazing photo op. It's so cool. There's smoke coming out of its mouth. Looks really incredible at night.
So what's your favorite one? What's your favorite part of this?
I really like the pandas. I don't know. There's something about that panda area that I really liked. The colors. I love that animal. I love the... just like as you're walking through, you're just like surprised at like the scale of them. So there's like an enormous frog and a huge lizard and just like the
scale. And these
scale
are sculptures.
They are sculptures.
These are not like just lights. These are, you know, like, you know, made to look like a gecko or stuff like this. Absolutely. These are absolute sculptures. Sculptures.
A lot of them are animated, so they move. But they're all handmade. They're airbrushed. They're basically giant illuminated paintings. It's an art installation, really. And it just really fits with what we want to do at Turtle Bay, offering something that really inspires people to learn about nature and wildlife. And it's just, there's a big entertainment component to it. So yeah, we are thrilled. We are thrilled to add this to our offerings.
So how many people you think? I mean, do you have like a idea how many people have come through so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had about a total of about 30,000 people come through.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you think about that time period, that season, a lot of people do come and visit the Sundial Bridge and the gardens. Yeah. But it's really encouraging people to get out and experience that side of the park that otherwise may not have done that. And so, but yeah, we've sold about 30,000. We are still open next week, so there's still opportunity. I think we'll see a pretty popular week next week.
I think you will, too.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's last week, and if you haven't seen it yet, you can't see it, what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Or
it'll be open this Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be open Sunday.
And then next week, Wednesday through Sunday again.
Okay.
From 6 to 10 o'clock.
All right. So, and then that will be about it.
That'll be it for this year. Yep. We have a plan to do it next year as well. So we hope people can come out and see it then.
Well, you know what? If it's a success and people are enjoying it, and it'll be somewhat different again, because that's what you all do every year. Do you all put your minds together and just say, okay, now this was really good, but you know, this is what we could do.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You do at the Garden of Lights. My gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it's even though the Garden of Lights is the same, it's not. I mean, it's different in the sense of things are different. I mean, it's the same general thing. I mean, all of a sudden now there's houses or there's little, what do you call them, the little igloos that people can go to. And then you've got, you know, that where you walk through the igloo with the smoke. Even though it's been there before. I'm just making sure he's not chewing on a wire. Or your shoelace.
Yeah. a little bit of that. That's okay.
Nope.
But yeah, the gardens really are set up perfectly for this kind of thing. And the gardens have been open for a long time before this. But it was really about utilizing that space to draw people in. And that's really what we've been working on.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to strangle Buford. No, I won't strangle him. He's over there trying to untie Seth's shoes. I can't believe this dog. Why he all of a sudden he's doing this. It's because his mom's not here. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to give away some tickets here to a couple of different things. And so we'll be right back after these messages.
Excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns, Bucking by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Celebrate 31 years with us. us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $30,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win free slot play or up to $3,100 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I've got two tickets to family night on Thursday to the Redding Rodeo. First caller at 605-4567. Give us a call. You score two tickets to family night on Thursday right at the Redding Rodeo. That's right. Okay. Yes, 605-4567. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 17 years, locally owned, locally run, four branches, one in Red Bluff, one in Anderson, and two right here in Redding. We do business with Cornerstone. We're so happy with them. It's kind of like when you walk in, it's like the cheers of banks when you walk in. Hey, learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Seth McGaha, of course, from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about this great exhibit out there. And at Turtle Bay, of course, Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild.
And it is.
It is, yeah. We opened about 7 weeks ago, and we've had so many people come out and enjoy it.
Hey, Ben, can you come in here, please? Are you on the line? Come in here and take Buford and put him into my office. He is chewing on Seth's, he's chewing on Seth's
shoelace.
His shoelace. just close the door. I'm sorry, everybody, for this, but Buford is not, get out of there, Buford. Yeah, now he's okay.
I made a friend.
For some reason, he gets here, he gets under the table, and he's good 99% of the time, but every so often he sees a shoelace, yep. And that's it. He wants to untie it, and then he holds it in his mouth. He doesn't chew it up. He just holds it. So he's gone. Sorry. Okay, we talked about Goma. What else? Okay, this is ending, though.
It is, yeah. But next week is the last
week. Next week. So yep. If you haven't been there, I think we've given away all of our tickets for Glowing Wild. So if you haven't been there, you need to do it. You need to take a look at it. Now, what's next?
What's next? Well,
we got
a lot going on. I did want to mention there's something really special happening around the Sundial Bridge. So we are in the 20th year of the Sundial Bridge.
Wow.
And for year 10, we did the thing called Celebrate 10, where we had Bandaloop come out and did some aerial dancing.
I remember that. I was out there that night.
Well,
bring your mosquito repellent. That's all I can tell people.
That's the time to do it, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're doing it again. So okay. Celebrate 20 is going to be some free events at the Sundial Bridge, June 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Oh, wow.
And it leads all the way up. There's some things planned all the way up to the 4th of July. And
okay.
So, but Bandaloop is the performing group that will be suspended from the Sundial Bridge doing all sorts of aerial dancing. It really is incredible.
It is incredible. We watched it last year and the lights on it. Picture this. They're at the very top of the Sundial Bridge. They're at the top doing these things and they're in groups and singles and this and it is, it's kind of like Cirque du Soleil.
It really is, yeah.
Right here in Reading.
They travel all around the world. They do amazing performances. But we wanted to bring that. So Turtle Bay is partnering with other agencies like the City of Reading, McCullough Foundation, the Civic Auditorium, Visit Reading, Choose Reading. All these entities are coming together to plan these free events. And so there's not going to be any problem, I think, coming and seeing like a really good view if you plan your time. But if you go to celebrate20.com, that's where all the information is at. That's a website that is managed by these groups. All the information is there. So it's celebrate20.com.
Celebrate20.com. Yeah. You know what? Another thing I thoroughly endorse and would tell people is this group, plus all the other things that will be going on. But this group here is, it's kind of a one of a kind.
It really is.
And then it's there on the bridge at night. And there's plenty of room around. Everybody comes out and sits in, bring your own chair or on the grass.
Yeah.
And, and then I don't even know how long that thing lasts, an hour, maybe more.
We actually have four performances planned. So there's four, there'll be four different times to come out and see it on the 28th and the 29th. One show in the morning and another show at night. And so, we wanted to do four different performances to really, allow, everyone who wants to come out and see it. So you can park on the Civic side, you can park on the west entrance side, you could walk through the gardens. All that parking information is going to be important to be aware of before you come out. So go to celebrate20.com to find out. Again, the event is free to attend, but you just got to find a parking spot.
So that's the big thing. What are little things going to be doing?
Well, we have our amazing pollinators museum exhibition is open now through May 27th. So if you haven't seen that yet, what's coming next in the museum is called Expedition Dinosaurs.
Oh.
And we love doing dinosaur exhibits. They're very popular in the summertime.
Do you know, you had one time when I had our grandkids up here many years ago.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say many. But at least 10. And they just had a great time. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. I think anytime we have dinosaurs on campus in the museum, it's very popular. People love coming and learning about that stuff. But that's our summer exhibition in the museum. Of course, we have the animal shows going on. Those started this last weekend. We have the butterfly house. It is a seasonal butterfly house with hundreds of butterflies where you can come and see those up close. That's open right now.
How long is that going to be open?
It is open till July 7th.
Oh, okay. So there's still plenty of time to get in there.
There's plenty of time for that. And actually, the hotter the better. The hotter the weather, the more the butterflies come out. They love the hot weather. So if it feels really hot, right, you know, if it's a day that just feels like, wow, it's really hot, the butterfly house is a great place because it's cooled in there. There's a fountain. It's beautiful. It's a cool spot to come and see butterflies in the
summer. It is. It's a great spot. Is it too late for the chrysalis?
It's not. We do that the whole run.
So
you can buy an emerging butterfly, a chrysalis. You can see it emerge from the chrysalis. There's also feeding sticks that you can buy that attracts the butterflies, and they come in and feed on the stick. It's similar to our Parrot Playhouse, you know, to where you can go and enter. It's included admission, but there are these little things you can buy, like a nectar cup or a nectar stick.
It's like a dollar or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't quote me on that, but that's my favorite thing. Grab that little nectar cup with the lorikeets, and you got two different kinds of lorikeets in there.
Yeah, there may even be more than, and there's like lots of different kinds of
lorikeets.
Because
you brought in a different group, and then they all seem to get along.
So. Yeah, there's some larger ones. But yeah, they're so colorful, and actually all the animal trainers have a name for each one. So each one is named. But yeah, I mean, these are just really good examples of Turtle Bay and what we're offering, and it's a great time to be a member. It's always a good time to join because you get that admission into the park year-round. And then you also get discounts on special events like Glowing Wild, Redding Garden of Lights. Bruised by the Bridge is another special event people use their discounts for. That's coming up on June 14th. Really, honestly, there's so many things going on at Turtle Bay. It's an exciting
time
for us.
Every year more.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think, okay, Garden of Lights,
Branch House.
Branch House.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Great place. And then all of a sudden here comes Glowing Wild. And then you think about all the regular things in there. And if you join Turtle Bay, and the prices went up for the first time that I can remember, and it's understandable, but how much is it for a family now?
It is $105 per year.
Okay, that's per year for two adults, four kids.
That's right.
Up to four kids.
Yes, any four kids.
Any four kids. If you've got two kids, you can bring two more.
Yes.
You've got three.
I do, yes.
So you're covered, you can have another.
Yes. Yeah, we use it constantly. My family homeschools, and so my wife brings our kids all the time to Turtle Bay. There's a big homeschool community that utilizes the museum. But it's also used for field trips. Like the whole school district really uses Turtle Bay. I hear all the time the kids talk about Turtle Bay Museum is their favorite field trip, year round. And so then we have a lot of tourists that come in, and we have a lot of members. And so, we have more member households now than we've ever had. We have about 7,800 family households. So, and each family household has about five people. So we're looking at our largest membership, and I think that speaks into just, there's so much going on. There's so much benefits for it. So
it's so much. And then, we just got ours, and you can do it online.
Yeah.
And so everything is kind of digital. So I just don't have to bring my card, which I still have my card. I carry it around with me.
I do too. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of the old school guy. Well, Seth McGaha. And from Turtle Bay, y'all have put together such great things. Just remember this week, no Glowing Wild, but kicks off again next Sunday.
It starts again Sunday.
Sunday.
And resumes Wednesday through Sunday next week. Those are the last.
And that's it.
That's it for this year.
You got it. Yeah. I'm thinking real hard that we're going to be out there Sunday because we finished rodeo. And I'm just going to not leave. I'm just going to park the truck there and sleep in it. And then the next day we'll come. There may be a lot more like me that night. Anyway, Seth, thank you so much, and thanks so much for Turtle Bay does for our community.
Thank you, Carl. We can't forget
that.
Yeah, we appreciate the time on your station, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Cool, buddy. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Walking around with my little rain cloud hanging over my head, and it ain't coming down. Some kind of sun. You hit me with lightning. Maybe I'll come alive.
Hard time.
Gonna make you wonder why you even try.
Hard time.
It's gonna take you down and laughing when you cry.
That is life.
But you still don't know how I even
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do. To try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, the 14th of May, 7:33 in the morning. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Randall Hempling, who is a good friend of mine, has got a hybrid. And anytime I say anything disparaging about EVs, electric vehicles, he sends me another news article, which are good. But Randall, I know you're listening. That last one you sent me proved what I said. So you and I need to come on and debate electric vehicles. Not that I don't think it's going to be the future and all this. You know, the combustion engine is going away, but just not now. Okay, I'm here with Cindy Schoenholtz. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the general manager of the Reading Rodeo. But I guess that would be the Reading Rodeo Association, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now,
As everybody knows, this is a volunteer organization. It has been for 75 years. I said 75 because last year we brought in Cindy to put some order into our somewhat chaotic lives. Is that true?
I think that's an accurate statement.
Tell us a little bit about you, Cindy. You're not just some kid that was walking down the street. We say, hey, Cindy, you want to come over here and run a rodeo?
No, it's not my first rodeo, that's for
not
sure.
Not your first rodeo.
Definitely have run a few rodeos in my life. Started in 1987 in Southern California and worked for the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association for 20 years and was up in Oregon and ran a major rodeo up there for 5.5 years. And
well, let's just say which one it was. Because
it was St. Paul, Oregon.
This is St. Paul, Oregon. In case you don't know it, St. Paul has a population of, what, 600?
425.
And 425. And how many people are involved in the rodeo from that city?
Oh, well.
425, right?
Much, yeah.
425 people. Now, they're outside Portland, what, an hour?
Yeah, it's in between Portland and Salem.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and this is one of
yeah, it's one of the
really,
largest rodeos.
Yeah,
in the
just
country.
A real good rodeo. So
yep. Not as good as Reading.
But. No, but well, you know, Reading has. Tell us why you came down here.
Well,
because you've been doing St. Paul, and obviously you moved them up another level. According to them,
and that's what I do. I'm a fixer. I like to go in and I like to help, and I'm an organizer, and I have a unique skill set in the fact that a lot of what I do is behind the scenes. I prefer behind the scenes, the setting up QuickBooks and helping with credit cards and taxes and
programs.
Graphic design. You name it.
You would never recognize Cindy out there because Cindy. Who is everywhere doing things, making sure things are happening. But you would not know it because everybody's looking at the guys in the red shirts and that kind of stuff.
And that's how it should be, absolutely. I help them do their job to the best of its ability and give our guests an experience. That's what the overall thing is, to help the experience of the volunteers, the community, the guests, everyone involved in our rodeo, the contestants, the contract personnel. I want to do what I can to make their experience good when they come to Reading or when they're in Reading and helping put on this rodeo.
Well, this is our 76th year, and 75 was really big, but then we thought, well, gosh, that was the biggest one we've had, but it looks like 76 is going to be right up there, if not bigger.
We have definitely outpaced. Last I checked, we were about 2,000 tickets ahead of sales for last year, so it's unbelievable in the community support with our sponsors and our ticket holders, and you know, from yesterday, that special kids rodeo. Everywhere we go, everybody loves the Reading Rodeo Bucking by the River.
It's true. Saturday night is sold out,
and Friday night is now as well.
Friday and Saturday,
yes. So
it just so happens. My friends, I may have a couple of tickets for Saturday and Friday. Somebody's going to be out there, and you're going to be hearing about it. So get that phone in your lap.
And just remember, folks, we put tickets on sale, and we'll put them on sale probably by November this year. So get your tickets early. We want everybody that wants the opportunity to come. But we have plenty of tickets left for Wednesday and Thursday night. A lot of great things going on, so we're not completely sold out. We do have tickets for Wednesday and Thursday.
Native Appreciation.
Native American Appreciation Night is very special on Wednesday night. It's something completely different from any rodeo you're going to see in California due to our partnership with our friends with the Reading Rancheria. They have really stepped up, and it's a very symbiotic relationship, and they appreciate being able to come down there and beyond that land, and then they do their powwow there too, so it's pretty special.
And it's a really great place for the powwow. They've told me that several times because one, you got the seating, and you can sit up and watch down when for the grand march comes in and the grand entry and all the other things that are happening. It's a perfect place for it.
Yep.
But then on tomorrow night on Native American Appreciation Night, It's going to be a lady, and I can't remember her name. I should. That's going to sing the God Bless America or America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful. Dove Judy.
Dove Judy.
That, yes, in, she's amazing.
In Paiute.
It's
beautiful.
Yes, it is.
She's got a beautiful voice.
A lot of special things to recognize the heritage there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to buck 40 bulls with some of the top bull riders in the country. And we're going to run some barrels. And we have some amazing entertainment this year, different than anything that's ever been here. So we think it's going to be awesome.
You're going to like it, too, because I've seen them. And just let me say that. I'm not going to say anything else, except you'll be amazed. There's going to be even more dancers this year than there were last year. They come out for, 5 minutes maybe.
Yep.
And come out.
Around the 8:30 mark,
around
yeah.
8:30 mark when everything's kind of shifting around, they're going to come out. And then, like we said, extreme bulls and barrels. 40 bull riders and then the barrel racers out
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we're going to have some mutton busting too.
You know? Oh.
You always got to have mutton busting in Reading.
Well, I was there. I told my stories on Monday about being there for the slack. I was putting kids on sheep.
You showed up and said, where do we need help? I said, you got to go put some kids on sheep. And you just looked at me like, well, okay.
I can do that. My favorite time I've ever talked about it, had a little boy. He was just the cutest little thing, like 4. Because how would it have to be 4 or 5?
I don't know.
It can only be a certain weight. And he comes up and he's standing there and he says, what kind of sheep is that? And I looked at it and said, that's a mommy sheep. He goes, I want to ride a baby sheep. And just broke all of us up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, well, you can't ride a baby sheep. They're too small. He goes, oh, do you want to ride a mommy sheep? And he's just staring at it. And he finally goes, yes. And so, boom, he was on the sheep and out he went. So
there you go.
Yep.
That's a life-changing moment for him. He had a decision to make.
And you see kids crying and saying, no, okay, hey, well, what about if we hold you? Okay, pinky promise. They did. Pinky promise with him, and he goes out with him. And that kid who was scared, but he got to run out. He got to ride out on a sheep, and he took him off so he didn't fall. Puts him down, and all that kid was just smiles and laughs. I rode a sheep,
He got to overcome his fear. There's a lot
of
lessons. This isn't just
yes.
fun. There's a lot of lessons being involved in livestock, and that's what the Reading Rodeo is really about: is bringing that livestock to the community here that, we're losing that heritage here in Reading, and most cities are. So we want to continue to bring that right into town. So folks that might not have ever been around livestock can see it up close.
That's
absolutely.
Right. And these animals, I see people over by the pens watching them all the time. These animals, when they're not in the chute, they're not too excited.
They're used to it.
They're used to it.
This is their life. This is what they do. They know mm-hmm. when it's showtime. They know when it's downtime. And when they're on the ranch, they're out living the dream, and then they come here and they just want to buck some cowboys off and then go have some hay and grain and go back to the ranch and take a little nap.
Now, I don't know if everybody knows this, but when they bring the bulls in and what they do is bring out small groups of them, let them loose in the arena. And you show them where the exit is. Show them where the gate is to get out. And they know where it is then. And so after they do their job, and if they do it successfully and drive some cowboy into the dirt, they turn in most cases and they'll run right for the gate and go back into their corrals. Every so often one will take a victory lap.
Yep.
So,
it's important to get to acclimate them because all the outgates and all the different arenas are different.
Yeah.
So but we have the best livestock in the country here.
Yep.
Tim Bridwell brings some of his friends with Corey and Lang and Brookman Rodeo and
uh-huh.
just some spectacular animals.
Well, Tim's going to be on tomorrow. He's supposed to be on tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And we're going to talk to him and his wife, and his wife is a secretary.
What Haley does here is she's our red hat for our television broadcast. So she's a rodeo secretary, but I work with her very closely for choreographing our show for the Cowboy Channel. It's a little bit of a dance for us to have a live show for people there watching, but also have it broadcast on the Cowboy Channel. And we don't want people to know that there's any TV breaks or anything like that. So we work very hard on that.
And this is national TV.
Yes.
They do the top 60 rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many performances and all this, but Cowboy Channel has grown exponentially over
Absolutely.
The years. I mean, huge. And the and a lot of it is because they show the rodeo. So many people love to watch it. And so Redding's going to be on national TV for 4 days.
Yep.
Everything we do out here. And the and this is what what's her, I forgot her name already.
Haley.
Yeah. This is what Haley does. And she runs this meeting like it's a military operation.
Well,
I
it
mean,
is.
Everybody's there. Everybody knows at this point this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And she's got it under control.
There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes people don't know. It just doesn't happen. There's a lot of planning. We've already sent in our run of show to the Cowboy Channel. And
mm-hmm.
I've, you know, sent to Maria when the dancers are going to be, the timeline. So they all know. Everybody's got to know. We've got announcer scripts. You know, JJ's got to know when he's going to be up in the crowd. It all looks pretty spontaneous, but it's very, very planned.
Yeah, because there's certain things going on, and JJ needs to stretch a little bit here.
Yep.
So he throws a few more footballs and does some more things, and then boom, we're right back.
Yeah, we have lots of great swag from our sponsors. It's awesome.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. They are also a teaching hospital, and they've got 13 residents going through a 3-year residency program. They had 2,000 applications for this year and took 10 out of that. These residents work not only at the hospital, but local clinics here too. A couple of reasons is they've got to get their residency, but we want them to see what a great place the North State is, and we'd like to keep as many of them as we can. And even if they go out for their specialties after this and then come, and we want them to come back here to Redding. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
So in anger, I challenge his right for the love of this maiden. Down with his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport. Like a rhinestone
cowboy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:50 in the morning here on the 14th. And tonight, today... there's going to be a bank holdup. I just want to let everybody know you're going to be hearing some shooting around 9 o'clock as the Asphalt Cowboys are chasing the bank robbers through the streets. And even knowing what bank they're going to be at, even being ready for them, the bank robbers still get away. And we're going to start reading hints about where it is. Clues. We're going to be reading clues to where the loot is and who they are. As you remember, last year it was Baron Browning and Linda Bott. Carl Bott knew nothing about it, sat there and made the announcement on who it was on Friday down at the pancake breakfast. And I said, Linda Bott. And I was, you know, I almost said, I know Linda Bott. For all week I've been reading it. Did not even know. And she kept a secret from me. First time in her life.
That you know of.
Well, that I know of, but no, I mean, she usually tells me everything, even things I don't really want to know. But, and she made her crazy, she said, for the whole week. She just wanted to write it down on a piece of paper and hand it to me. It was, I'm the sidekick, which I wouldn't have even understood. I go, okay, you know, anyway. Okay, hey, I'm here with Cindy Schoenholtz, who is the general manager. The only, you know, the only paid position in all of the Reading Rodeo Association, and we brought Cindy in here for a specific reason. To do all those things we don't have time to do, plus her expertise. You worked for the PRCA for
20 years.
20 years, and I mean, and you handled a whole lot of different things in that. So what Cindy does, believe it or not, we have Wi-Fi.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal, getting Wi-Fi into the offices, getting things organized, things put into, I mean, by Excel spreadsheets, all that kind of stuff that, you know, we put on a good rodeo, but we don't keep good records.
I shouldn't say that, but
you know what I mean.
Centralizing the location of everything. Yes. Everybody does a good job, and now there's just a clearinghouse. And
yes.
We have a way to take credit cards and use Wi-Fi and
all that stuff.
It's just awesome.
It just works. It just makes it easier and better.
It does. That's what we want to do. Is just them not really go, well, look at what's changed. Go, wow, this is awesome.
Cool. Hey, I have two tickets while Cindy's sitting here for Thursday night for family night in the grandstands. And for the first person who calls 530-605-4567, you get two tickets for Thursday night for the Reading Rodeo and family night. It's going to be a great night. What is say? No outside alcohol, food, beverages, strollers, photography equipment, large or oversized purses or bags.
There you go.
But nobody, I don't see anybody bringing that stuff anyway, because where else can you get a French fry, pile of French fries that weighs like 12 pounds? For $5 and I see people carrying them around all the time. And I go,
there's a lot of great food.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what's your favorite part of the rodeo besides the day it's over? No, we put a lot of pressure on Cindy. I mean, I had a question the other night. What color shirt are we supposed to wear?
Right. I mean, the questions are fairly ridiculous sometimes, but that's okay. Probably just looking at the faces, because it's kind of a tough world out there right now, right?
Oh, it is.
You enter that arena, and it's just happiness. Just food, drinks, clowns, cowboys, and for 2.5 hours... you don't have a care in the world. You're looking at the river. You're feeling that cool breeze. Once that sun goes down, JJ's having a good time, bucking horses. I mean, it just really doesn't get any better than that. When you bring in that flag, when you that prayer, I mean,
you know,
it's America.
It is America. And I'm glad you said that, because it is the faces you're looking at. But we start off the rodeo with a prayer.
Absolutely.
And then the national anthem, and that flag comes in there. And this year, unfortunately, for the first time in 14 years, we didn't get the Marines. And they wanted to come. We wanted them to come. But it was much higher headquarters that wanted them back on the East Coast. So.
And we'll honor
we've
the
made up for
we
that.
Always
oh.
honor the flag, no matter what. God
always.
And country.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And it means means a lot to the people putting it on. I think to the people that go to the rodeo, it means a whole lot. When that flag comes in, I don't see anybody sitting down.
No. There's not a lot of places you can go to have that type of patriotism that we have at rodeos.
Yeah.
That's why we think that it's reflected in the ticket sales and the support of our event.
I think when people have just had enough, you know, of everything that's going on, as we know, that we're surrounded by, here's a way. Ticket prices are reasonable. You get a great, I mean, there's no bad seats in there.
Nope.
There's no bad seats at the Reading Rodeo.
There is not.
And, I mean, you can see everything. And there's no post. There's nothing. You're there and you see it. And I think people do. They look at this, that it's enjoyable. They're seeing men and women out there giving it their very best every time to,
And the family traditions that they've been doing this, you know, with their grandparents. And, you know, it's important. That's an important place. And they want to continue to come back with their kids and grandkids and celebrate our Western heritage.
And like you said, you know, I was getting ready to go, oh, when you said we're losing that in areas. But you know what? L.A. tried to do away with rodeos. And the people came back at them so hard, the vaqueros, the rodeo, that they put that one completely off the list of things they wanted to vote on, at least for right now.
Right.
But there's other places that would just like to end rodeo.
There's some people out there that don't agree with what we do, but we vote with our folks in the stands, and they vote to have rodeo here in Reading every year.
And I think, you know, and there's still some unrest about the, you know, about where the rodeo, how long's the rodeo going to be here, what about the river plan. But I think people make it real clear. And I think that our elected officials are going to come through on this.
I believe so. The dialogue has been great. But it's all about the grassroots, and it's all about the fans of our rodeo making sure that the elected officials understand. And they have, and I'm not, you know, I've gotten along well with all of them, and they're supporting what we do. But it's ultimately what they want to do is hear from their constituents of what do you want to do with that riverfront. And it's important for people to just friendly reminder, I'm going to the rodeo, and I want to go for another 76 years right here.
Right here. You know, and with the proper extensions, the rodeo grounds are going to be in the same spot, but it'll be different things. Like this year, the ADA ramps got in.
Just continuous improvements of everything. And once we get through the riverfront plan and some of those things, you know, there's obviously a lot of other things that need to be done. But I think the folks come in will see a renewed rodeo ground.
In the last 3 years, I've seen things grow up much better, and the planning that's gone on, but to make it easier for our spectators to get in. Things that are around the rodeo grounds are gone now. We've repaired the bathrooms that the homeless managed to come in here. How do you destroy a cement bathroom? I don't know, but they did it.
And security is a big thing, but we have to take responsibility. We have cameras, we have security. We know, so, and it's safe. It's spiffed up, and we have a great team there led by Skip Barker. They just do an amazing job.
Skip Barker. Talk about an unsung hero.
So many of them. We could go on and on about the people behind the scenes that do things.
Yeah, and but again, it's volunteers.
Absolutely. They love it. It's in their blood.
And, I mean, when you're out there doing things in the sun and nobody's around and, you know, weeds and everything else, but those guys are out there.
They are. They were there at six and starting at 6 in the morning this morning.
This morning?
Yep. Electrical, all the fun things that no one even thinks about. How are we going to power all this stuff?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, you've been a game changer in many ways. So I want to tell you how much we all appreciate you being there.
Thank you.
I know it's not easy. And when you leave here, or when ours is over, you just pick up and go to your next spot.
I'm going to go to do another rodeo in Colorado. And I love you guys, but it's a little hot in the summer for me.
There you go. Cindy Schoenholz, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got Shasta Regional Medical Center with us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Townhall.com. Amit Thomason. Former President Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen back on the stand today at Mr. Trump's New York trial. Heading into court this morning, the former president complained about being kept off the campaign trail and inside a chilly courtroom.
Everybody is saying there's no crime. There is absolutely. But I've been here for almost 4 weeks in an icebox. I call it the icebox, listening to a judge who's totally corrupt and conflicted.
Mr. Trump joined by a bevy of Republican supporters at court this morning, House Speaker Mike Johnson among them. And some folks say if the former president can't come to them, they will go to him.
Out-of-town visitors Joe Adams and Ruth Tabrock say they began lining up 6:30 Sunday night to successfully snag a seat in the courtroom.
I'm exhausted, but loved every minute of it. I've never gotten in a line for this long for a concert.
There was a camaraderie in the line. People very kind, even from both sides of the aisle.
And they figured out creative ways to take bathroom breaks. Besides night court, there was a late night bar around the corner. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
It is not genocide. That's what Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says about Israel's anti-Hamas offensive in Gaza. However, Sullivan is quick to add, the administration is urging Israel not to launch a ground operation in Rafah.
We have a painful experience in counterinsurgency campaigns fighting terrorists in urban environments and populated areas, and we know that it is not as simple as executing a military operation and calling it a day.
Secretary of State Blinken making an unannounced visit to Ukraine. He says American military aid will make a real difference on the battlefield. Wall Street, the Dow is up 52 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A former Australian Army lawyer sentenced to almost 6 years in prison for leaking classified information and exposed allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan.
David McBride said he had felt a moral duty to speak out after internal complaints he'd made had been ignored. He then leaked documents to journalists at the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Following the publication of the material, there was an inquiry that found evidence Australian forces had unlawfully killed 39 Afghans during the war. Australian police raided the national broadcaster to seize the material, a move that sparked controversy over media freedom in the country. The sentence handed down to Mr. McBride on Tuesday was the maximum allowed by the court. David McBride is expected to appeal against the sentence.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson in Sydney. Mining authorities in southern Poland say two miners are dead, one is missing, 12 others injured, following a cave-in at a coal mine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Progress at the scene of the Baltimore bridge catastrophe.
Crews set up a chain of explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and will help restore traffic through the port. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Fed's opening another investigation of automated driving systems, this time into crashes involving Waymos. Self-driving vehicles, reports of 22 of those vehicles encountering problems. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment today, but she started on assignment like 6:45 when she ran out the door. So she's got a full day of doing things just to keep stuff going, like fences being built, a leak in one of our faucets, horses, dogs, friends. I get the easy part. I come in here and talk with friends every day. Hey, today's the 14th of May, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. And it's national, what? It was, what was the one? It was cool.
It was National Decency Day.
Decency Day. Something that we can all practice and doesn't cost us a cent. So, let me see. The weather is going to be, let me see if today. Well, that's wrong. My weather reports have disappeared. Where'd my weather report go? Okay, I'll tell you what it's going to be, though. It's going to be high around 92 today, and the rest of the week is going to be like this. It's going to be sunny and warm, no rain. Friday, today, like I said, around 91. Tomorrow, like 94. But then it starts cooling off to 89 on Friday and 91 on Saturday. It's a beautiful week for the Reading Rodeo. So the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned, locally-owned business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. They're really quality people. They really take care of their customers. And I'm here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And are you on? Is he on? It needs to be turned on, you know.
There we are.
There
good morning.
We are.
Good morning. And we have Dr. Azub Khan with us.
Hello.
Good morning.
Dr. Khan,
good morning.
How are you? You've been on here before.
Yes, sir.
Cardiology. Uh-oh.
Good stuff.
I'm just seeing how I feel. I'm breathing deep. Yep, everything's going good.
You might want to address that background noise. There's a little.
Okay. Can you hear the background noise here?
No, it's a little dog down there eating his chew toy.
He's chewing his chew toy, but it's better than chewing on people's shoe strings.
Or it's better than real background noise. It's good background noise.
Yeah, this is good background noise.
That's right.
You've got, look, you have two large dogs.
I do.
Yeah, when you come over to your house, one comes over. I've known these dogs for how long now?
Pretty much 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
They come over. One I pet. The other one I look at, he growls.
Yeah.
Or he runs away.
Don't. I get the same thing when I come home every day. So.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. Well, at least he's being
consistent. One of them makes me chase him around the house all night just to pet him. So.
Yeah. Buford doesn't have any problem. Buford just comes over, hands you his paw.
Yeah.
And he gets his paw rubbed. And then while you're rubbing his paw, he gets closer and closer. And yeah, if you don't watch it, you've got a lap dog.
There you go. And that's a big lap dog.
Yeah, he is. Boy, 55 pounds. Yeah, he's probably gorgeous. Gained a couple since we got him. Okay, so what's on for today?
Well, what's on for today is I just wanted to let you know I'm glad to be here. This is my 60-year anniversary last week. So
that's right.
That's
a long time for CEOs.
Every time somebody says that, you get that impending feeling of doom.
I mean, anybody that knows anything about the hospital business, you say 6 years. Yeah. The next statement from anybody there is,
right.
Oh, that's a long time.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've been happy to be here and doing the show and working with the hospital, and we've done a lot in 6 years. And you know, today I think we're going to probably talk a little bit about one of the programs that we started just to help people not have to go down to Sacramento, and that's structural heart. And Dr. Khan's been a real intricate part of getting that program up and running and expansion of the program into different technologies.
One of your lead initiatives,
right?
And I remember this from 6 years ago, was to provide the kind of care so people do not have to leave Redding to get. They don't have to go down to Sacramento. They don't have to go down to UC Davis. They don't have to go to these places because we have that technology here. And I remember you saying that. I remember talking about veterans having to travel down there. You hated that.
Yeah, I did. It was more than the technology here. It's that we have the professionals here that could do the work, you know, that we had the medical staff and, you know, we just needed an organization that was committed to getting these programs up and running and bringing the technology here and giving it to the physicians and let them make a difference. And that's one way you can have a significant impact on health disparities. And, you know, access to health is probably one of the biggest disparities, whether it's economic or geographic. There's a lot of barriers to, you know, one of the big studies, people will not cross rivers or go over big mountain ranges to seek health care. It's the strangest thing, but it's a reality, and you have to figure out how to deal with it.
I understand that because I live in Redding. People don't even want to cross the SAC to go to the other side of town.
Well,
think about that. There's people that says, well, you know, I'm moving my business over to this side of the town because people don't just, you know, they don't drive across the SAC. It takes 10 minutes to get across town, and they still, you know, I've heard that since I've lived here.
Yeah, it's real. It's something we have to deal with in healthcare all the time.
That's why I'm glad my barbershop's on this side of the river.
There you go.
I'd hate to have to drive all the way across the river and then just go to the barbershop. I mean, it would take me another 30 seconds.
It's a long 30 seconds.
Well, that's the other thing. Now, how long have you been here, Dr.
I've been here about almost 2.5 years.
Okay, and you came from?
From Sacramento originally, but I came from Los Angeles.
Okay, so when I first moved here, I came out of San Diego area, and so I heard people complaining because they were working on the Cypress Bridge just before you came, and the horrible waits, and it was just, you know, it was destroying everything. The longest I ever waited on the Cypress Bridge was one traffic light, you know, maybe 1.5 because they were doing construction. But because you can get anywhere in this town in 8 minutes or 10 minutes, I mean, and pretty soon you start thinking like that. And then the other day I'm sitting there on Chestnut trying to get on Placer. I had to wait almost 30 seconds, and I was ready to just rip out in the traffic.
It seems like a long time.
You change.
Yes. When people come here, they ask, how long does it take to get there? And I say 10 minutes because everything's 10 minutes or less.
Yeah. And unless people are living on the, you know, unless they live out in Palo Cedro, then you plan on that.
Right.
But if it's in town, you just leave 10 minutes before it's due.
Yep.
Yeah. But going down to Sacramento is a lot bigger.
It is. And again, you know, you could have an economic barrier where they can't afford to get down there, or they don't have the, you know, access to transportation. So That again, that concept has bled over into other programs that we have that we've started to try to recognize that people were leaving the area for. So it's been pretty successful.
And then you've got rural areas that don't have, you know, that right. that were that right. that you're helping. But you know, when you live in Burnie, of course they've got a clinic up there. But thinking of like Bieber or Fall River or places like that.
Right. Well, we provide a lot of care for we do a lot of transfers down here from Mayors. We do a lot of transfers from Trinity. We give them a lot of priority to, you know, because they don't have the resources out there to take care of their population. Right. They do a good job with what they have, but it's just the nature of the beast. And so we do a lot of Wairika. We take transfers from down there. And so it's up there. And so it's just the right thing to do. So we're there for them. So.
Okay. Well, look, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry has been voted best in the North State by the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. They do it all there. Rodeo Time is here, and they've got a great selection of jewelry, turquoise and Native American, opon. Very fair prices, Four Winds Jewelry. Really nice people there. This is the only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hardpot Productions bring you Slap Wars. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. And $10 free slap play. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and Medical Partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. Now, I've got two more tickets to give away because somebody called in who had already won tickets, and you can only win tickets once. So you were told you got these tickets. You know who you are, but no, because you already got some. So I've got two tickets for Thursday night, family night at the Reading Rodeo, 605-4567. And you can't have gotten tickets before. We have all the names written down. So this is a new person and the phones are ringing. Good. I'm here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Azeeb Khan from the cardiology department. And you were saying there's something new. That's why Dr. Khan is here, or not new, but you got to explain it more.
Well, I think one of the things that we should probably have a discussion. Well, you know, so the structural heart program incorporates TAVR, which has been very successful here, more successful than we thought it was going to be, actually.
Okay, and tell people what the TAVR is. I know so what it is, and I tell people about it all the time.
Right. Yeah, TAVR is a transcatheter aortic valve replacement. So it's made for people who have one of their heart valves, the aortic valve, that's not working well. By not working well, we mean not opening very well. Usually leads to a murmur that people can hear. Usually physicians or providers can hear that murmur, and they get sent over for that. Usually people have symptoms of kind of getting short of breath, tired more easily, less energy. Sometimes they attribute it to just being older or aging, but a lot of times it's due to the heart valve not working very well. And so what we do is, rather than an open heart surgery where they have to open up the chest and the sternum and replace the heart valve, we put a new valve in through your leg artery that goes inside of your old valve, so it doesn't require any cutting, any opening, any of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, and for us laymen, it's they take this valve, run it up your artery, it goes in, and so my question was, well, where's the other one go? Well, because the other one has hardened and all this, this one goes up, it's folded, it gets right into the position, it opens up, and it seals right then.
Right there, yeah.
You're there, and it takes your old...
It takes your old valve and just kind of pushes it out of the way. So it's got this stent frame on it. It goes inside your old valve. Your old valve has a lot of calcium that's built up on it that causes it to become stiff and narrowed. And the new one goes inside there. There's a balloon inside there that blows up the valve.
Uh-huh.
That valve is held in place with your old valve, and it keeps your old valve out of the way, and the new valve has it.
There you go. And, you know, that to me makes sense. I mean, how that can work, because I was figuring, well, how do you, you know, what happens to the old one? Well, it just gets pushed out of the way, and this one locks in.
Just locks in.
And instead of having your chest cracked open, mm-hmm. you spend the night in the hospital.
Usually stay in the hospital overnight and go home the next morning.
Go home the next morning without your chest cracked.
Correct.
And do the patients that I've spoken to have a pretty significant sense of relief after the procedure where they recognize their symptoms are
yeah, most
better.
Most people generally feel better right away.
Right.
Sometimes I tell people it takes about 7 to 10 days till you kind of recover from the procedure, because it is still a procedure on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But most people will feel better almost immediately, usually within the next day or two.
And so this one was one of those where we were, as a community, sending about 50 patients a year down to UC Davis for the procedures. And our second year out of the gate, I think we wound up doing 120, and I'm pretty good at estimating this stuff. And so we were sitting down talking with the doctors about it and trying to figure out what was happening. And they told me that flat out, they said, well, you don't realize how many patients we sat across the table from to tell them about this procedure, but they had to go to Sacramento, and they just said, I'm not going. And so that, to me, was...
And they'd rather have their chest cracked here?
They'd rather have the chest cracked or not have anything done.
Right. Not have anything done.
Rather than travel.
Well, you know, people are living longer.
Right.
And when you have something like this, or valves, Because the valve gets stiff, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or does it get coated with something, plaque? Or
it's just calcium that builds up on the valve.
Calcium.
Leaflets.
Now, is there a way you can kind of... Have you found a way to Roto-Root that stuff out?
Not yet. Unfortunately, there's no way to treat it, prevent it. There's no medical treatment for it. It's not really anything that the person who develops it has done in their life to make mm-hmm. that happen. It's just, in some just people happens. With time, it just happens. Correct.
Well, you know, because I have friends all around me that, you know, having procedures and this is happening and all that. And I'm just wondering, I mean, I was just down, and the VA, I think, does a good job. They just did a sonar mm-hmm. of my, what, the arteries and everything in there. I mean, would that tell you if you're having a valve problem?
Yeah, the ultrasound of the heart, or the echocardiogram, which yeah. is an ultrasound of the heart, looks at all of the heart valves. It looks at your heart function. That kind of gives us an idea of how the valves are doing.
Okay, so that's what they did, I guess. They said it was a sonar thing.
Correct, yeah.
And has been any changes since the last one, which was like 2019 or something.
That's a good sign, then.
Well, yeah. I don't know why. I'm abusing my body all the time. But how do people... So, one, we want people to understand that if you're having some kind of symptoms, just because you're getting older doesn't mean that you just feel like you need to lay down all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you need to lay down. It doesn't mean that you're getting tired more easily. It doesn't mean that you're able to do less now than you were, you know, 6 months, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you have to take more breaks in doing some of that stuff. So, a lot of times that stuff is, people just attribute it to aging and getting older.
Yeah.
But it's pretty common that we end up seeing that you have.
So this is something, and you go in and see your doctor, tell them these symptoms, because we had that happen right here on the show that day. And one of our friends, the same symptoms. And Dr. Martinez, I think, was sitting in here.
Right.
He said, come down tomorrow. And they did, I think they did a three-way bypass on him on Friday. So, yeah, and this guy was walking every day. He was in shape. He was all this. He was in his 70s, but still. Like you said, I find that just the big thing is catching it.
Yep,
and correct. That's where you get having people come in and getting medical care.
Yeah, screening is important for everything, heart disease, cancer, whatever.
Rural areas. When you get out there on the farms and ranches north of here and up in Modoc County and all that, it's harder. Rural health care has become a lot harder.
Right.
Is that correct?
Well, it's, you know, the problem is as Dr. Conk could tell you, is, you know, you have a heart attack down on a ranch like that, it's a challenge, right? Because you want to get them into a place that can do something about it as quick as possible, but, you know, you have a lot of barriers, transportation,
could be a couple hours, minimum.
Right. And so we have a whole system set up for that through our STEMI program. For Shasta County does a pretty good job with that, so.
Well, I'd like to hear that then, because you had something else, the Guardian.
Yeah, so we could talk about the Guardian. That's pretty applicable to those type of areas, and then we'll stay on structural heart. When we get back, we'll talk about the Watchman, and then we'll go into the Barostim and Guardian after
that. Okay, so structural heart. Structural
Watchman.
Yeah, structural heart. Some of the cool things that we're doing, one of the things that we talked about is TAVR, the transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Another thing that we're doing is called the Watchman device.
Mm-hmm.
Made for people who have atrial fibrillation or AFib, which is an irregular heart rhythm. Those people tend to be at high risk of developing strokes because you develop blood clots in the heart that can get out. Usually we put those people on blood thinners to help keep the blood thin to prevent those blood clots from forming. There's a lot of people that can't take the blood thinners for some reason, whether it's bleeding or whether they interact with different medications or whether they have to stop them all the time to get back injections, knee injections, procedures, those kinds of things. Sometimes it's cost of the blood thinners. Sometimes we use a different blood thinner called warfarin or coumadin because of cost a lot of times. And that requires your blood to be checked, and then your blood levels can be up and down. And it interacts with a lot of medications and foods.
You know, the one that I didn't anticipate was when we first launched the program is lifestyle. Remember, we got a patient from Trinity that was an avid mountain biker that was on,
mountain bikers, firefighters, policemen, those kinds of things who also can develop atrial fibrillation have to be on blood thinners. But because of the high-risk lifestyle, it puts you at high risk of bleeding if you have a fall, if you injure yourself, things like that.
Is it the people with adrenaline runs and things like this, is this something that can cause
The adrenaline can contribute to the atrial fibrillation, but the reason that the Watchman helps in those people is the point of the Watchman is to help get you off of blood thinners so you don't have to take blood thinners anymore.
So what does the Watchman do?
So the Watchman, your heart has a little outpouching in one of the top chambers called an appendage. That's where people who have atrial fibrillation tend to develop about 90 to 95% of their blood clots. So what we do is we take a little device, it looks like a little umbrella, that goes in, again, through one of the veins in the legs, goes in, and closes off that area to seal it off. So you still have to take the blood thinners for a few weeks, and then after a few weeks, we check it, and if that area is sealed off, you don't have to take blood thinners anymore.
So it inserts in there, gets in there, opens up like an umbrella.
Yep, opens up like an umbrella.
And, I know you're just making it simple for me. And it closes it off, and that way the blood doesn't get in there.
It seals off, and there's no blood that gets in, and there's no blood clots that can get out.
Whoa.
So that replaces your blood thinner.
I like that. So how many of these procedures? I mean,
again, we started a little over a year ago. We did about 50 last year.
Okay. Yeah. Is it the same thing? Spend the night in the hospital.
Spend the night in the hospital, go home the next day.
The other way you would handle it is what? Is to have to go in there surgically?
Again, sometimes they go in surgically if you're having a different open heart procedure, but usually they don't do it surgically just because.
Just with the blood thinners.
Correct.
And,
yeah,
that's and the other you option. Get a blood thinner and you smack your head. My mom was on blood thinners and, she slipped in the shower, but she wasn't hurt. I mean, badly, but it still took her down and they looked at her and said, okay, we're going to turn you loose. I said, she's on blood thinners. And they looked at me, MRI or CAT scan, whatever they did to check the brain on that. Yeah, and that's one of the things it could cause, I guess, if you cut yourself, it's harder to stop the bleeding.
Yeah. I mean, for anyone who's had bleeding problems before, can't take the blood thinner for a different reason.
Yeah.
High-risk lifestyle, all of those things.
So, but for most people, the Watchman would work.
It works for most people. There's a small percentage of people that have an appendage or that outpatching that's too large or too small for the current generation devices, but it works for almost everyone else.
That's cool. I'm here with Dr. Abzib Khan, and cardiologist, and, of course, Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about two procedures there at Shasta Regional, the TAVR valve replacement and the Watchman to help for people with AFib. And during the break, I'm going to tell you the story of a family member of mine with that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It has been there since 1960. The barbershop was established. I think they've been there in Cypress Square probably 30, 40 years. It's a veteran-owned business, family-owned business, locally owned, locally run. Tim and Logan are the barbers there. And it's a barbershop. This is not a hair salon. Don't expect a hair salon. It's a barbershop. But you get the best haircuts. I've been going there 17 years. I'm going down again today. I need to get my hair cut. I made an appointment at 530-244-9478, and you can do it that way, or maybe you can just stop in. They're kind of busy, but if there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back. There's a man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a man waiting in the sky. He told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's always while he's home. Let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
The pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Buford the studio dog is moving over and looking out the window, shaking himself and dropping hair everywhere. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or delays and you don't know really what's going on, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. You're going to talk to him. He's got the largest workers' compensation office he built here of north of Sacramento to the border. And Patrick Gorman knows what he's talking about. Veteran, former law enforcement, and now he's doing this. It's life-changing, a work injury. You know that. You want to get back. Your employer wants you back. But what are the delays for? That's what Patrick Gorman can tell you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He's going to fight for you. I've got two tickets to Les Mis, and you get your choice. Okay, for somebody that just got rodeo tickets, you can get tickets to this Les Mis, Les Miserables School Edition. It's going to be at the Timber Theater on Bocelli. I've got them for Saturday. I've got them for Wednesday. I've got them for, let me see here. Saturday, Thursday. So you call in and you get two tickets for it. If you want to take your family, we'll find out. I think I got four for Saturday. So if you're looking for that, just give us a call and there you go. Okay, people are calling already. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Avzib Khan, who is a cardiologist. We were talking about the TAVR valve replacement, and we were talking about the Watchman for AFib, and now we're going to something else. I always find this fascinating. This hour, to me, is fascinating because all of these things, I just get enough information to be dangerous. So
that's all right. We'll let the
I can talk about the Tabor Boundary Place. But now I can talk about the washing. People got that. I said, "Well, did you know that Shasta Regional can put your valve in and you don't doesn't even crack your chest?
Just an overnight stay.
That's it. That's
go home the next day." Okay.
All right. You want to take it away, sir?
Yeah. So a couple of the newer programs that we're looking to start. One of them is called the Barrow Stim. So in people that it's made for people that have heart failure with a weak heart. Generally, in that population of patients, you have some neurohormonal kind of receptors and hormones that get overactivated. And so what this device does is it attaches to one of your carotid arteries to kind of work opposite to what the heart failure is doing and reduce some of that activity from those. And it makes people feel a little bit better. You can walk a little bit farther. You have less symptoms of heart failure. So that's the goal.
That's an outpatient procedure?
That's usually an outpatient procedure.
Okay. Explain to this one. I might have missed something here. So a person that has experienced heart failure.
Yeah, people that have heart failure or a weak heart. The heart's like a pump. Okay. It fills up with blood, squeezes. So if your heart's not pumping very well, that sends certain signals to the body saying, hey, I'm not getting enough blood flow, particularly the kidneys and sometimes the carotid arteries.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get enough blood flow, they activate some different receptors in the body, and that causes some hormones to be released. And that raises your heart rate. That makes you usually not feel as well.
Okay, so it just makes it makes it worse.
Makes it worse. And so we try with some medications to reverse some of that stuff and try to get the heart failure better. And some people, even with those medications, it doesn't really get better. And so what we do is we put a little attachment onto your carotid artery from outside that attaches to a little device. It doesn't go in the heart, but attaches to one of the neck arteries, and it counteracts those receptors being activated, and that reduces some of the stress that gets put out and some of those hormones that are released. And that generally makes people feel less symptoms, less short of breath. They feel like they can walk a little bit farther before getting tired, and tries to reduce some of that.
Well, it sounds like something else then, that so they can live a more normal life.
Can it eliminate some of the needs for medications or?
At this time, you can try to reduce some of the medications that you do, but you have generally keep them on the same medication.
All right.
Okay. So then, if you've had heart failure, you're doing this. This is a procedure that can help you.
That's a newer, different option. Correct.
Yeah. Live a more normal life.
Right.
Then. Cool.
Yeah. So the one we were talking about the rural setting and patients having heart attacks and. There's a new device called the Guardian that we're looking at starting to bring into the area. And I'll let Dr. Khan talk about the patients and what it's used for.
Yeah, we've talked about heart valves. We've talked about arrhythmias. We've talked about heart failures. So the last area, again, more common, is heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So in people that have heart attacks, you'll like this number. I know you like numbers. About 45% of heart attacks are silent heart attacks, meaning that nobody has symptoms. So that's almost half of heart attacks that end up being silent.
Do you know about it, though? I mean, if it has no symptoms.
No symptoms.
Well, how do you know you had one?
Usually you find out later on.
Okay.
Through some other testing or
does an EKG tell you had a heart attack?
An EKG can give you an idea that you've had an old heart attack, yes.
Wow. Okay.
What this device is, it's made for people who have had a heart attack. So once you've had a heart attack, you're about 30% more likely to have another one within 3 to 5 years. And so what we do is we put a little device in using a pacemaker wire, and it attaches in the heart. And what it does is it watches the rhythm of your heart all the time, and it can pick up any changes in the electrical activity of the heart to tell you that you're having a heart attack. And that's attached to a box that you kind of wear on your belt that vibrates to tell you, hey, listen, you're having a heart attack. Or you're having changes, and you need to call your doctor within 24 hours.
Oh, you're having changes, too.
Yeah, so it can detect changes or a heart attack. So it has two different alerts. One alert says, hey, you're having some changes. You need to call your cardiologist within a day. The other one says, hey, you're having a heart attack. You need to call 911 and go to the hospital. So we use that in addition to the symptoms that patients have.
Even if they don't know they're having one, this is going to tell you that, hey, you know what? You're getting ready to have a heart attack. You can call then and get, and this is so good for rural areas, like you were talking, Casey.
Yep, that's very good.
You're on a farm up in Bieber. And this thing goes off, that means you have
a lot more time than
a lot more time to get
down there.
Yep. And the studies show that they got to the hospital 6 hours faster with the device than not wearing the device. And we know with the heart, time is muscle in the heart. So
yeah,
the sooner you can get there, the better.
Because can you build heart muscle at all?
You
can strengthen the heart muscle. Yep,
you can strengthen the heart muscle.
And you do that through exercise?
Through exercise.
Okay.
And a lot of heart muscle, even if you have a heart attack, and some of it gets, we call it stunned, but temporarily gets damaged. We do see that a lot of times that can recover after fixing the area.
Okay. And what's the best way of strengthening your heart muscle?
Exercise.
Cardiovascular strength testing or training?
Again, strength training can help, but usually, lighter weights, more reps. But more cardiovascular, about
walking.
Walking is probably the best that you can do.
There's another Dr. Khan in town that told me 14 years ago, if you walk 30 minutes a day, said it on the show, if you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer without changing anything in your lifestyle. And I went, nothing? He goes, yeah, that exercise for your heart.
30 minutes a day, five times a week. Still recommended.
There you go. Okay, I'm with Dr. Khan and Ozzie Khan and Casey Patch, and we've hit the quarter till mark, which means we only got one segment left, and we're going to take a quick break. I think, did we give away those Les Mis tickets? Okay, well, then come on down and pick them up. Tomorrow we're going to give away some more rodeo tickets because I have some left that maybe that we might be able to sneak in on a Friday night. It's 8:45 in the morning here on the 14th of May, and we'll be right back.
One shot is never enough. I just wait for us to go in circles. A lifetime of giving up. Oh, you are stuck. Give me a break. Don't sit in the bubble of air.
Delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, the weather today, a high near 94, and tomorrow a high near 98, but guess what? By the time rodeo starts at 7, the sun's going down, you're sitting there in the shade, the breeze off the river, it's going to be beautiful. Now the rest of the week it's going to be cooler with a Friday around 92 and Saturday around 90. It's going to be a beautiful week for rodeo, my friends. And if you still haven't gotten your tickets, there's still some available on Wednesday and Thursday. And you get those at readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. Go to readingrodeo.com or you're going to pay more money or be... it could be as the tickets you get aren't real tickets. ReadingRodeo.com for those tickets for Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Saturday, sold out. I'm sorry. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Azeeb Khan, cardiologist. And we've been talking about these great, procedures. Or things that are available. TAVR, the Watchman, the Guardian, what was the other one? It was
Barostim.
Barostim. Wait, how do you want to finish up here? We got like about 8 minutes.
You know, I think one of the things we should talk about, you know, Shasta County has a program called the STEMI Receiving Program for the hospitals here. And it's a coordinated effort between the pre-hospitalization staff, which is, ambulances, ambulance staff, any of the other EMS staff, to basically get a patient to the closest hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so if they're having an identified MI, do you want to talk about a little bit how this, the EKG in the field and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So the process that we like to use is usually, somebody calls 911 because they're having a heart attack, EMS shows up, does an EKG, mm-hmm. and then a lot of times they can wirelessly transmit that EKG to us. So
right.
That's that. They activate an alert saying that, hey, I think I have a patient that's having a heart attack. So our whole team gets alerted, and the cardiologist, the staff in the cath lab, the ER, everybody at the hospital gets alerted saying there's someone coming in that may be having a heart attack. So everyone gets prepped, gets ready for that. As soon as they arrive at the door, our policy is that they just get seen, make sure that they're doing okay, and then they get sent straight up to the lab, and we meet them in the lab.
So you stabilize them if they need it?
Stabilize them if they need them,
right,
go straight up to
the lab.
In the lab, we meet them, we get them all prepped, and then we do an angiogram.
Okay.
Or cardiac catheterization.
It's a really coordinated effort. I mean, you know, like Dr. Khan was saying, you know, the staff is notified, the whole hospital is basically notified, and they're notified, how far out is the person. They could be 5 minutes out, 10 minutes out. And that constant update is letting everybody know when the patient's going to get here, because what's really important is what we call the door-to-balloon time. And you want to talk a little bit about...
Yeah, the door-to-balloon time is the time from when the patient that's having a heart attack first hits the door of the hospital until they're in the cath lab and we put a balloon through the area that's blocked and open up that blockage. So that's generally been a measurement that's been considered to be important in terms of restoring blood flow to the heart and preventing some of that muscle damage uh-huh. that we talked about. That number was 90 minutes, and that's the number that we look for. They're starting to gear towards maybe cutting that down and maybe going towards 60 minutes. And so that's why I think there's a good emphasis put on trying to be as quick as possible with being ready for that patient that comes to the hospital with a heart attack, try to get them through and up to the lab.
So it was 90 minutes. It was kind of like, okay, we want to be there, but now we want to make it the golden hour. That's what we look for in combat. We can get them from the time they're hit to the time back to where they can, we can stabilize them there, and but getting them back to the aid station.
Yeah, correct. Same idea, just try to get them back and try to restore some of that blood flow from that blockage and the heart attack that they're having to prevent some of that heart muscle from dying off.
Wow. And so, but a lot of times, it's, you said, what, 6 hours?
Yeah, actually, even longer than that. So a lot of times some of the studies have shown that some of the patients wait, 16, 18, 24 hours before even going into the hospital.
Are women really bad at that?
Women are not as good as men about that, partly because they don't always have the same symptoms that men do. So
tougher.
Yeah.
They're tougher. If you had somebody in your, one of your nurses, came in here and told us the story, she just worked through it. Yeah, and until somebody saw her and said, you need to go see, you need to go to the emergency room. And then, because people just, they don't want to, they just think they're just tired or just.
Yeah, they're tougher. They're more likely to work through it. They're busier. They have a lot more stuff going on. They don't want to take time to go away. And
you're lucky I'm not down there every day. Because I've got, oh gosh, what is that? Is that a, oh my gosh. And then you realize, no, that's a muscle in my back.
Well, again, that transport time is probably the most critical aspect of, the time that you can control. And so, 80% of the population in Shasta County live closer to Shasta Regional. We're right off the freeway.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why an ambulance should pass a STEMI receiving center and go somewhere else versus pull off at that STEMI receiving center. Because,
well, are they doing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're kidding.
And so, what needs to happen is,
isn't that criminal?
Your listeners have to be out there and educate themselves, where am I the closest?
You're hearing shots going by.
Is that them again?
That's the
the rodeo guy?
Yep, here they come. They're coming by and they're shooting. Oh, there goes Buford. They're shooting.
Happened the first time I was ever in the studio with Carl, and I'm like, what the hell is
the
going
bank
on
robbery
here?
Has occurred.
There's enough cops out there.
Hey, Ben, make sure Buford hasn't pushed his way outside and is going down the street chasing the bank robbers.
He's going to assist law enforcement.
Is he okay? Okay, then we're fine, as long as he didn't go out through the door.
So that educate yourself. What hospital are you closest to? And ask the ambulance, tell the ambulance drivers that's where you want to go, because that, again, you could get stuck behind a train. There could be some other delay, and you don't want to be in a position to where you're not getting the fastest care. So
I want to go to the nearest.
That's right. Absolutely.
STEMI
receiving center. I want to go to the nearest one. Then don't pass it.
You don't
pass
even have to say that. Just say I want to go to Shasta Regional.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. It seems like to me, if somebody's having a heart attack and it's serious, right, and you've got somebody closer, that it would be almost.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like negligent not to take them to the nearest one?
It's been a long-standing thing here that I've been battling since I got here. And it's just, I think at this point the public just needs to take control and decide where they want to get their care and basically direct the drivers to take it to Shasta.
I just find it kind of, and this is no knock on the hospital at all. If I've got something wrong with me,
right,
I want to go to the nearest hospital.
Well, especially MI or a stroke. Those two, other stuff, gallbladder, whatever, but MI, stroke and heart attack, that is no joke. And time is of the essence for nerve tissue and cardiac muscle. That's just sometimes there's no coming back from it.
For the stroke, I understand that you've got so many minutes that if,
that's right,
depending on it, you can totally reverse it.
Yep.
But that,
same with cardiac.
Yeah.
So that's the key. Get to the closest facility that can treat.
Well, I'll start running as fast as I can towards Shasta Regional and let the ambulance catch up with me.
Yeah, just don't have anything on the way.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here I go again. Oh, that's a rib.
And there's an ambulance usually parked right across from Shasta House, so you're in good shape. You could just call 911 and they'll be right over for you.
There you go. So, gosh.
Yeah.
That's something. Hear that. I just think that, we've got good care Right. We're very fortunate in this town to have two hospitals.
Right.
But you got to look at, you know, in essence of time, getting to the one that can help you.
So,
Dr. Khan, what's big going on in your life for the next minute? You get a minute to tell me.
We're excited to go to the rodeo this weekend.
Oh, right.
That's it.
Oh, that's right. Shasta Regional. Are you taking a bunch of people there?
I'm going Friday.
You're going Friday.
Yeah. I'm going Friday because I have something going on Saturday night.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be there all week. And
good weather.
It's going to be beautiful. I mean, we've been out there before when it was raining so hard. Yeah, it was just Linda and I. Hmm. Everybody else was, I don't even know where they went to, but they weren't sitting out there where we were. And
that was a couple years ago. It rained hard that night.
We were wearing these, you know, these $2 ponchos. And what it did was the water would come down off us and then come straight down the poncho and pool
right
in our seat.
Yeah.
Oh. In our seat.
And well, and it was just this one little red yellow cell that just parked right over the rodeo ground.
Yeah.
'Cause I was supposed to go and I was at home watching it going, oh, man, I'm glad I ducked this one.
And then it cleared. And then it cleared before the rodeo. Yep. But then but I tell you what, it was watching everybody there, all the flag girls, the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Everybody was just hunched over because it was coming down like that.
It's going to be a good time.
But
good
then it cleared. But, oh, it's going to be beautiful there. It's going to be beautiful. A lot of people having a good time. Yeah. And we've got our own Justin Sports Medicine van there to help take care of everybody.
And we always have an ambulance on standby there, too.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming on. We learned so much today. I may have to run this as best of one of these days because we talked about a lot of things that can help people that's available right there at Shasta Regional. You don't have to go anywhere anymore. Right. You just get it done right here.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's going to be on, and also Tim Bridwell, who is Bridwell Contractors, who contracts for many of the rodeos throughout the United States, including the national finals. And they're local guys. So Tim and Haley are going to come in tomorrow and talk about that. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.